talked before the game about guys who maybe, you know, unheralded on 10 days, and they just seemed to, they played well, they played hard. Like, what kind of dynamic was that? They pushed you guys, and it just seemed like you guys were a little maybe flat. And how would you characterize how you played the first three quarters, and then what happened after that timeout on the Wills?
I mean, I thought our effort was there throughout. I thought our execution was poor. You know, and I think, and you know, they put a ton of pressure on you with their full court pressure the entire time. You know, we had, you know, 13 turnovers for 23 points, and we had a couple uncharacteristic ones on some live ball ones. But they put a ton of pressure on you with their defense and their offense. And so I thought the effort was there. We just didn't execute the way that we needed to, you know. And I thought our execution just got better after that timeout. You know, we executed offensively. I thought we executed our individual defense. 18 offensive rebounds to close the game with 6 offensive rebounds is big time. So, but like you said, they tested us, and we have to be able to answer the challenge, and I thought our guys did.
And what did you like about that lineup? Because you had Jason and Jalen on the bench. You could have went to them, but I think it was like 8 minutes left. You stuck with the Shireman, Ugo. What did you like about that lineup?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just we've developed different everybody can impact winning, and we've developed different identities and lineups to be able to go to, and we just have to have a trust in one another that we can impact winning. And I thought that lineup hadn't played the game, and I wanted to just give a different feel to a segment of the game, and went to a couple different actions, and I thought it was just a different feel there. So it's a credit to the guys. We, you know, to just know that many lineups we could be able to play, and I thought that lineup was big time at the end.
Derek came alive in that fourth quarter. Did you challenge him? Do you challenge him in those moments, or is that something you just trust him to kind of figure out?
I just trust him to figure out. I mean, he's going to make plays. He's always going to, even if he's not playing well, he's always going to wake up, you know, because it's not just the scoring. I mean, he had 2 offensive rebounds at the end of the game. He had a couple blocks. He had the steal. I mean, he's always going to figure it out. And so some of that was with the lineup as well, was let him figure it out with them, and you know, when you can empower him and have opportunities to get him out of a little bit of a funk, it always helps. So some of that lineup was like, you know, like this is your time. You know, it's going a little bit of a run here. You made that 3. You got a couple offensive rebounds, a couple steals.
And with Luka Garza, you mentioned those offensive rebounds down the stretch, especially. Why did he work so well?
I mean, he was great on both ends of the floor. He was great defensively. He was great offensively. He does a great job screening. Again, they play a hectic style. They put a ton of pressure on you from a physicality standpoint, and you have to be able to read and make plays and play through physicality. And you know, no one's better than that than Luka. And his ability to screen, his ability to take advantage of mismatches on the glass defensively. You know, he kept his guy off the glass for able to get other guys and come in and get rebounds. I thought he was great tonight.
Joe, they started hitting shots that, you know, they don't normally hit, and Jerome hit that one in front of your bench. I mean, they started to make plays that were kind of over their head. How do you kind of keep your composure as a team and not get frustrated and think, okay, it's just not our night?
I mean, just focus on execution. I mean, like I said, you know, we had some out of characteristic plays on an execution, but I liked the effort that we were playing with against a team that I know tests your effort and your physicality. So just gauging the guys, and you know, we were engaged, we were there, we were doing what we needed to do. It wasn't going our way from time. They were playing well. We missed some shots, and then like I said, we had some uncharacteristic turnovers. But in situations like that, you just got to focus on execution, which I thought our guys did a great job of doing. We were executing the game plan. You know, we took the stuff away that we needed to. Their guys made some shots. We missed some in the first half. We executed down the stretch on offense, got offensive rebounds. So as long as we can stay focused on execution and make sure that we're bringing the effort and the mindset, we got a chance.
And then the defense of Shireman and Ugo, especially on Jerome in the fourth quarter, it just seemed like they really helped you guys out.
Yeah, Shireman, you know, Ugo did a great job just picking up full court, getting through screens. I thought Bella did a great job taking tendencies and getting them inside a 3 and giving them the shot that we wanted them to take. He had some tough ones, but, you know, those guys have to be better all the time guarding the team's best player. They took on the challenge. Ugo kind of started it. I thought Baylor ending on him was good.
What did you see from Jason tonight?
I mean, just playing the game. He had, 9 rebounds, 8 defensive rebounds. Got to the free throw line, screening. He got other guys open. Just continuing to play. You know, and as I told him, these games are good. You know, as you're coming back and, you know, obviously you're looking to feel good, and I always want it to go well for you. When it's not, finding ways to be impactful. So I thought he was engaged defensively. I thought he rebounded well for us. I thought he screened for us, made some plays for us, and you just continue to get better.
All right, thanks, Joe.